Before the homily this morning, I want to take some time to summarize the things that will be different in our experience of the liturgy in these times. And we have a slide here that lists them. First of all, if you feel sick, please stay home for your good and for the good of others. Communion will not be served from the chalice. Communion will be given only in the hand, not on the tongue. And the reason is that if the communion minister were to touch the saliva in your mouth, it would get passed on to other people. There will be no holding of hands when we pray the Our Father. You might want to do the gesture that I do, holding your hands out in front of you like this, or holding your hands together like this for that prayer. The sign of peace will be a greeting of peace without touching others. So no shaking hands, no fist bumps, and not even any elbow bumps, but simply a greeting of peace. To speak the word peace to another person, to hear the word peace, this gift of the Christ. The holy water fonts have been emptied, as has the baptismal font itself. We ask you to use the hand sanitizers available in the commons, both before Mass and after you leave Mass. The collection baskets will not be passed throughout the church, but rather we ask that you leave your parish contribution in the collection baskets in the back of the church, either as you come in for Mass or when you leave the Mass. And we have up here the number to be able to text a financial contribution for the parish, if you don't already have that number handy. And then a final one that is not yet on the slides, because it's newer than when these were composed, is what is called social distancing. We are blessed with a large worship space. If you need more room, please feel free to move. So, about that water jar. She left it at the well. And it is empty. It is empty, not because she would never have to drink water again, or use water for bathing, or cooking, or washing clothes, but because she experienced another kind of water that satisfies another kind of thirst. We experience this kind of thirst for God, for meaning, for hope in our lives. A yearning for direction and purpose in our lives. A spiritual dehydration. And this kind of thirst is satisfied with what Jesus talks about in the gospel as this spring leaping up, this spring welling up from inside of us because of the gift of God that is given us, because of the good news that Jesus proclaims that begins to take root in us and live in us, because of the Holy Spirit stirring within us, prompting us to do good. Lent is a time for us to pay attention to that kind of thirst, that yearning, that spiritual dehydration. and to pay attention to how do we satisfy that deep thirst? With what do we fill our empty jar? What do we take into our body person, through our mouths, our eyes, our ears? Is it harmful, destructive, damaging? Or is it life-giving, graceful, beneficial to us, and in the end to those we love and serve? The first reading this morning reminds us of how God poured forth living water for our ancestors in faith in the desert from a rock. And St. Paul reminds us that the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Like the water jar, we are earthen vessels. What fills your water jar?